Zog die Gemara daf nun vav amet beis, four lines from the top. Shol ben Doma ben Achos Asher Bishmol Zer Bishmol. Ben Doma, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, asked Rabbi Shmuel the following. Re'isi shnei l'chayai shen nishru. I saw in my dream that my two jaws were removed. Omar, so you told him explanation to that is, shnei gedudei roimi, two generals of Rome, yo'atzu alecho ro, they had ill advice for you, they had bad things in mind for you, heim halachayim sheyo'atzu alecho ro, and they died. Umesu, they died. Meaning the two jaws fell out, so these two they died. So it's a good thing. I saw in my dream that my nose fell off. It's a remes to charoin af nistalik. Charoin af, the nose is the charoin af. Smoke comes out of the nostrils when a person is bekas. So the charoin af is nistalik. It's removed from you, the charoin af of the Eibishter. Zog di Gemara. I saw my two hands are cut. What's the explanation to severed hands? It's a bracha. You won't need panosa. You won't need ma'is yadecho. You'll have an abundance of it. I see my two legs are cut. What's that? If you don't need to have legs, you'll be sitting on a horse. A horse is a raya to gdula. Hoy peloy, regular people sat on donkeys. Sitting on a horse is a raya to gdula. Chazoy da amali ba'adam misas. I saw in my dream that I'm going to die in Adar. V'nissen lechodes, and you won't see Nissen. Omalei, it's a remes to ba'adarta misas. You'll die b'chovet. Ba'adarta means b'chovet. V'loy asis l'denisoyen, you won't come l'denisoyen. That's what it means, you won't see Nissen. Omalei, it's tuki. The Rabbi Shmuel, it's tuki, told Rabbi Shmuel, ro'isi shani mashke shemen l'zeisim. I saw that I was giving shemen, oil, to the zeisim, to the olives. Olives produce oil. Oil comes from olives. So what am I feeding oil back into the olives? What does that mean? Omalei, it's telling me, Baal Imoy, you had a relationship, an illicit relationship with your mother. That's like you came from your mother, like the shemen going back to the Zayas. Baal Imoy. And that taka was true at the end, the Gemara says. Omalei chazoy de kotev li koichvo. I saw that I'm being oiker a star in my dream. What's that? Omalei, by Yisrael gonafto. You stole it from a yid, because Yisrael nidme li koichovim. Omalei chazoy de balosi li koichovim. I saw in my dream that I swallowed a koichov. What does that mean? Omalei, by Yisrael zvante, you sold a yid, v'achalte ledome, and you ate up all the profits that you made from the sale. Omalei chazoy eini de nashken adodi. I saw in my dream that my eyes, two eyes, are touching and kissing one another, my two eyes. What does that mean? Omalei ba'al achoysoy. Your sister is like your eye, close to you, so you're ba'al achoysoy. Omalei chazoy de nashki siago. I saw in my dream that I kissed the moon. What is the remes to that? Omalei ba'al eshes Yisrael. You had an illicit relationship with an eshes Yisrael. Because after all, a yoreach is a remes, a moon is a remes to an isha. Like it says in the dream of Yosef, shemesh yoreach v'chadis ha'kachom, the yoreach referred to Rachel. And the reason why it's eshes Yisrael is because dafka kol Yisrael amoyne le'yoreach, not to the shemesh. So it's a raya that ba'al eshes Yisrael, the shika sehago, kissing a moon, is a raya ba'al eshes Yisrael. I see that I'm stepping on a tzel of hadasim. What does that mean? Hadas is a remes to nairam rosso. Rashi says they used to make a chupa of hadasim when she was nichlas lechupa. That's the hinuma, yotze b'hinuma. So you were boal a nairam rosso. A naira that was murosso, that was mukadeshes. Omale chazoi tuna mi'iloi. I see that this tuna, this tzel of the hadasim is miloi on me, on top of me. In the dream, if what you're saying, I was boal nagam rosa, it should have been below me, because I'm stepping on it, I'm being born it. V'humit isoi, and I'm below, and the tzel of hadasim is above. Omalei, so he told him what it means is mishkofcha hafuch. You had a mishkof hafuch. You had a biyish like a dalka with her. Omalei, chazoi orvi, the hadril purayu. I see orvim, ravens, are flying around my bed. What does that mean? The hadra lepurayu, around my purayu, my bed. Omale ishtcha zinto. An oirev is an oiv tome. It's shot to bezim, Chazal say. So ishtcha is zinto. Me'anoshim harbe, from many men. From many men. I see a dove, a yoina, going around my bed. What does that mean? Because a woman is compared to a yoina. Yoinosi tamosi. So you were metame many noshim. So his wife was me'anoshim harbe, and he was metame many noshim. I see in my dream, I'm holding on to two yoinim, and I'm holding on to them, and then I let go, and they go away from me, they fly off. You married two ladies, and you did not give them a get, they left you without a get. I see in my dream that I'm peeling an egg. Meaning you're peeling an egg, you're wearing the cloaks, the clothing of Mesim. All the things you said about me, etc., etc. All these are true. Kula isnubi. These are all correct things you said about me. Bar meho, except for the last thing. I never took clothing from a mace. Delesa. Look at the moment. What happened meanwhile? Adohochi vehochi asi haitza. A woman came and the omrele and she told him, Haiglimid the mechasa de gavre ploini hu de mace veshachalte. Oh, by the way, what you're wearing now, that jacket belonged to so and so that died. I removed it off him and you're wearing the mace's clothing. So even that was the skyim. Omale chazoi de amrele. I see in my dream that they told me that my father left me in Chosim in Kaputkia, a city called Kaputkia. Omalei, so we told him back that Tzduki was talking to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel told the Tzduki, Islach Nechosim be Kaputkia? Do you have any investments in Kaputkia? Omalei Lav, no. Ozal Avuch le Kaputkia. So he asked him, did your father ever go to Kaputkia? Maybe your father left investments there. Omalei Lav. So Ebezei Imken, it means as follows. Kappa is keshuga. Keshuga means a beam. Kappa is a keshuga in Loshen Paris is a grashi. And Dika is asoga. Dika means 10 in Loshen Yevoni. So he told him as follows. You have a lot of money stored in the 10th beam. Zil chozi kappa de reish asoga. Go count your 10th beam. Shimelea zuze, which is full of money. Ozal ashkach shimelea zuze, indeed found it was full of money. Omer Reb Chanina, and that was Takan Iskayim. Whatever reason he needed schar, he got the schar that way. If someone sees a well in his dream, he sees peace. And by the story of Yitzchok, he made shalom with the fighting of the bear. So it ended up being shalom. So male over here also. It's a right to shalom. Reb Nosson Omer, Motza Torah, a bear maim chayim is a remes to Torah shenema, ki moitzi motza chayim. Uksiv hocha bear maim chayim. So we compare the word chayim to a bear, which is referred to Torah. Rova ma chayim mamish, it's referring to life itself. Because the chiyus of a person is dependent on water, the bear. Like it says in the Gemara in Tainis, efsha la'olam b'loy mayim, the Gemara in Tainis abeis. So we see clearly that mayim is referring to life itself. Omer Reb Chanan, shalosh shloimesein. There are three things that if a person dreams about, Zogdrashi, Sholosh Chaloimis, Hamavasrim Sholem, that bring about peace. What are those three things? Nahar, Tzipar, Bekdeiro, a river, a bird, and a kettle. These are three things that are Meramis to Sholem. Explains the Maral, the reason why these three things are Meramis to Sholem. What does a Nahar do? A Nahar is Mechaber the water together. So too, Sholem ben Ishli Ishtoi. It's a chibur. It's a connection. It's mechaber. A tzipor. What's a tzipor do? Explains the Maral. A tzipor flies above, and below his wings are like a sail to whatever is below. So too, it makes Sholem between the Melech and the Om. The Melech is above, and the Om is below. And the kedera. What does a kedera do? A kedera is misached. It puts together Eish and Mayim. Right, you have water in the kettle. You have fire below. It's ma'as misachet together. So to ish v'isha, it's a remes to shalom. Others say the pshat is because it's mafrid between the eish and the mayim. The kedera separates machloikas between ish and isha. So it's vayta remes to shalom. Zoktimo and Nadagmo go through each one. Nor dechsev hini noite aleh kenah shalom. So we see a pasuk of shalom by nor. Sipet dechsev kitziparim ofois ken yogan Hashem tzvakois. So vayta it's a protection. It's shalom. Kedera dechsev. Hashem tispoi shalom lanu. It's a lashon of tispoi shalom, which is a lashon of a sfias kedera. Zog digma weiter. Om Rab Chanina, Uva kedera, we're talking about a very specific kettle. What kind of kettle? She'ein ba basa shaninu. It doesn't have meat in the kettle. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, uposu kasher besid ukabasa betech kalachas. That pasuk is referring to the rishoyim that have bad intentions for the tzaddikim to devour them like meat. So a kettle with meat, that's already a remes to pogoniyos. Omer Reb Shua ben Levi, Hagoyen Nohar B'choloim, if someone sees a river in his dream, Yashkem V'yoymar, he should say the following pasuk, because you should preempt the following pasuk before it can refer to a bad pasuk. Since Hakol Hoylech Achapeh, so it's like a Nevuah Ketana, so say the following pasuk which refer to Sholem. Hinin Noite Aleh Kenoh Sholem. Koidem Shiyak Demen HaPasuk Acher, before, lest another pasuk come into his mouth, which refers to something Pogonios. Ki Yovei Kenohar Tzar. Tzar is referring to Gog and Magog. Before Nahar, Gog and Magog, referred to a Nahar, should not come B'merutza in haste to Eretz Yisrael, to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So before that pasuk, which refers to Pogonios, should come into your mouth, you should say the following pasuk of Hini Ninoite Le Kenohar Shalom. Instead of the pasuk Ki Yovei Kenohar Tzar, Haroi Tzipa B'chaloim. If someone sees a bird in his dream, so again, you should say a pasuk that refers to Toiv before a pasuk of Pogonios comes into his mouth. Zogmo Yashkem Yom Kitziporim Ofois. Psukim were ruggled to come into people's mouth. So Kitziporim Ofois Kain Yogin Hashem. So Hashem should protect us like Kitziporim Ofois. Koidim Shiakhtim and a pasuk Acha before a different pasuk, lest the pasuk of Pogonios come into his mouth. Kitzipor Noided Es Minkona. A tzipor that's noided. Noided is golos, it's no good. Hagoy kedega b'chaloyim, someone sees a kedega, kettle, yashkem yoymar. So even though we said that snar, tzipa, and kedega are good things, but you still should be preempted with a posuk, so it should be like a nevuah ketana of a kaloy l'chachapeh. Hagoy kedega b'chaloyim, yashkem yoymar, Hashem tispois sholem lanu, like a svisas kedega, sholem, koinu shiakdemen a posuk acher, svois, heiser, svois. Svois says his voice is referring to the siege about that took place around Yerushalayim, that's like a kedera, it's muchan in a seer. So too the siege, this is a pogonios about Yerushalayim. Haroi anov mechalim, someone sees grapes in his dream. Yashkem yoyim, you should say the following posik. Kanovim bamidbar, which is a bracha. Anovim in a midbar, grapes in a desert, that's mamash a bracha. Koinim shiakdim en a posik achi, before a different posik, he says, which is anveimoy inveirosh. Inveirosh is loshen of merirus. Bitterness. So you don't want that pasuk to have an effect on you. If someone sees a mountain in his dream, Yashkim v'yoyim, I should say the following pasuk: Manovu al hehorim ragli mevasel, ragli mevasel. So again, that's referring to a good thing. That's referring to shalom, ragli mevasel shalom. Mashmiya Sholem, the end of the Pasuk. Raglim Avasa Mashmiya Sholem. So you should say that Pasuk. Koinim Shiakmen a Pasuk Acher, before a different Pasuk of a Har, which is Pogonios. Alahorim Esob Bechi Venehi, which is referring to the Bechi Venehi about the destruction of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Haroye Shoifa Bechaloim, if someone sees a Shoifa in his dream. So Yashkin V'yoimau, V'hoya B'yoimahu Yitoka B'shoifa Godl. Uva oivdim, so it's a good pasuk. Koinish yakmen a pasuk achel tiku shoifer begiva, which is referring to the pronius of lasid lavoi. Haroye kele bechaloim. If someone sees a dog in his dream, yashkem v'yoymar ulchol bnei yischol yechatz kalav l'shoynoi. Koinish yakmen a pasuk achel before a different pasuk comes into his mouth. Vaklovim azay nefesh. So it's not a good thing. Haroye ari bechaloim. If he sees a lion in his dream, yashkem v'yoymar say the following pasuk. Aye shag mi lo yira, and the end of the pasuk is Hashem lekem diber. So it's like the Abish is talking to us. Aye shag, aye is some say it's Rosh Tevis. El Roshana Yom Kippurim, Hashanah Rabbah, shag. So if you're shoyek, then mi lo yira. So it's a good thing these times of El Roshana. But the pasuk is referring to Hashem lekem diber. So Hashem is talking to us. So that's a good thing when you see an aye. Koidim shiak men a pasuk acher, a different pasuk. Ola aye misofchoi. Aye over here is referring to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is Pogonios. Haroi taklachas bechaloim. If someone sees taklachas in his dream, shaving of the hair, what is that referring to? Yashkem v'yoymar, the pasuk which is toiv, vayigalach, vayichalav simlois of Yosef, when he came out of the jail, he was megalech and chalav simlois of koidim shiak men a pasuk acher. Kiim. Galachti v'sami meni koichi. That's referring to Shimshon HaGibor. His koyach evaporated and went away from him. So that's a bad thing. Haroya be'er b'chalam v'siyei. Well, yashkem v'yoymal be'er ma'im chayim, which is referring to Torah or Chiyus, like we said before. Which is referring to the Peronius around Yerushalayim. Which is referring to Melech HaMashiach, will not be broken. Which is referring to Melech Ashur that's coming to fight against Chizkiyah. You should expect Chochma to take place. If you see numerous konim, even greater than Chochma bino, the following four things. Kara is the last. Koira, zogt Rashi, is Karadalas, Koire is Rach HaGolul Ba'anfei HaDekel, which grows around the Dekel tree. Kira Zagdrashi is Shaiva, wax. And Kanya is a Kona. So again, Karadalas, Koire is, which grows around the Rach HaGolul Ba'anfei HaDekel. Kira is Shaiva, and Kanya is a Kona. So these four things, kula maila lechalo chalma. These are all good things when you see them in a dream. Zogmar tanya ein magen luin. You only show deluin. The person only sees it the last. Ela mishu yoresh shemayim bechol koychoi. He's yoresh shemayim bechol koychoi. Rashi says deluin is like a nutrikin of dolu einai lamoroim. I lift my eyes up into the heaven. I'm looking up to shemayim. That's yoresh shemayim. Haroya shoy bechalam v'siyei, accent in your dream. Yashkam v'yoymar, bechol shoy roi hod aloi, which is a good posik. Koidim shakmeno posik achel. Ki igach shoy es ish, which is the shtoysing, which is the goring of a shor, which is a pugoni ois. Ton rabbonu chamish dvorim nemu b'shor. There are five characteristics about a shor. Ho'ich v'psoroi. If someone eats from its meat in his dream, this is referring to Zagdrashi, bechaloim. So mis asher, he'll become rich. Nokhoi, if the oxen gores him, havele bonim shemenachim b'teira, he'll have sons that are menegeach b'teira, mechamte shel teira. Noshchoi, if the oxen bites him in his dream, yisurin boyin olav, he'll have terrible yisurin coming on him. Boatoi, if the ox kicks him, derech choike nizdam neloi, he will have to go into a derech choike, into a golus, into a far off path. Rochvoi, if he riding the oxen, Oyle Lekdula, he'll be zeichet to be Oyle Lekdula. Zog Gemara v'Tanya, Rochvoy, if you ride an oxen, mace in your dream, it's a simon you're gonna die. Zog Gemara Lekasha, Hod Rochiv Hula Teira, when you're riding the oxen, so then you're Oyle Lekdula. Hod Rochiv Turali Didei, when the ox is riding on you, you're carrying the ox on your back, then it's a simon you mace. Horoy Chamor Bechaloim, if you see a donkey in your dream, Yitzap El Yeshua. The chamar is referring to the chamar of Mashiach. It's Yeshua. Shenema hine malcha yovay lecha tzadik v'noisha. Who oni v'roich aval chamar? Haroi chatur b'chalam v'si a cat in your dream. Ba'asra de korlei shunra in a city in a place that they call a cat shunra. Nas is loy shira noe. It's like a nutrikin. Shunra is like shira noe. It's a good tiding that's going to befall you. Shinra, if they call a cat in your place, not shunra, but they call it shinra, so nas loy shinura. So also it's a good thing because it will be a shinu, a change from bad. Haroya anovim chalam v'si grapes in your dream. Levonois, if they're white grapes, bein bismanum, sa, if they ripen, bein shalei bismanum, even if they're unripened, yofos, it's a good simon. Shchoyrois, if it's black grapes, bismanum, yofos, if they're ripened, it's a good simon. Shalei bismanum, roois. But if it's not ripened, black ones are a bad simon. Haroyes sus loven bechaloim, if you see a white horse in your dream, bein benachat, sa, if it's sitting idly. Bein berodov, sa, if it's running, yofaloi, it's a good simon. Odoin, but a red sus. A red horse, benachas, if it's sitting quietly, yof, it's a good simen. Beraduf, when it's being running, then kosher, then it's a bad simen. Because a sus is a remes to melchoma. Sus v'roich v'rom v'yom. Odoim, red is referring to dam.
So that's a bad simon. Hagoy Yishmael b'chalom v'visiyah, an Arab, in your dream. Yishmael tefilos and nishmas. His tefillah is nishmas. Yishmael, Yishmael is the trikun of Yishmael. Hashem listens to your tefillah. Aber nicht zama a Yishmael. Ve'davki Yishmael ben Avram. Davki, if you dream about Yishmael, the son of Avram Avinu. Aval taya ba'alma. Stama Yishmaeli. Stama na'rabe. That's stam garnished. Loi. That's not going to be a good simon. That doesn't mean tefillos and nishmas. Harayagom b'chalom. If you see a camel in your dream, misa nixtalo min hashamayim. It's a simon that misa was niklas olav v'etzilua, but he was saved. A gomel is a remez that you had a bad puronius that was nixa on you, but you were saved from it. Zogma om rab chama b'rebi chanina my kora. Where do we see this in the pasuk? V'noichi ered imcha mitzrayim. Deibshet told Yankovin, I will go down with you to Mitzrayim, and I will take you up. Gam Oloi. Gam Oloi is a remes to Gomel. Gam Oloi. How do you read Gam Oloi quickly? Gam Oloi, Gomel. So Mela the Gomel is a remes that you were, Peronius was Nigzar, but it was Nitzah from it. And that's where the Abish said, Gam Oloi, I'll take you up. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer Mehocha from a different pasuk. Gam Hashem Hevi Chatoscha, Loi Somus. Gam is, again, Gam is a remes to Gomel. Gam Hashem, Gam, Gomel. Hebechatoscha loy somus. There was a niknesa min Hashemayim Misa, but hetzilua loy somus. Haroya Pinchas b'chaloyim. If you see Pinchas in your dream, nase, pele nase loy, nisim will take place to you. Just like Zagdrashi commercial nase le Pinchas. We know the story with Pinchas. Pinchas, many nisim, when he killed Zimri, there were many nisim that took place to Pinchas, exactly with the Roimach. So if you see Pinchas in your dream, it's a pellet that's going to be Nasaloi. Haroya pil b'chalom. If you see a elephant in your dream, plois Nasaloi, will be an abundance of miracles. Pilim, if you see numerous elephants, pile plois Nasaloi. Mamish, wonders of wonders will take place to you. Freg de Gemara, you're telling me it's a good thing. V'atanya kol mine chayas yofin chalom. All animals that you see in your dream are good. Chutz min ha-pilim min ha-koyf, except for an elephant and a monkey. And Rashi later on says, because those are animals that are meshunim b'yoyser. They're out of the ordinary. They don't look regular. So here we see it's a bad thing. And here we see it's a good thing. Pile plois. And here we're seeing all animals are good except for pilim koyf. And for the Gemara like Kashi, dafnun zayin amir aleph, ha de misareg. It depends. When the Rashi says, when the elephant has an ukov, al gabov, so it's like a domesticated elephant. It's an ukov. But it's domesticated. Then it's a good simon. Hodeloy misarek. But it's a non-domesticated. If it's a wild elephant, then it's taka, a bad simon. And that's what we said. Chutz min apilam min akoiv. We'll stop over here. The top of Nun Zayin Omer Aleph.